Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening. It's another Wednesday evening right here at Blake Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Brown Sugar, and I'm joined with my co-host, hello.
Hi, Jackie Perez.
So how has your day been, Miss Perez?
Oh, I just had so much stuff to do today, but it's been a great day. I'm happy about the weather. It's just been really, really nice. Glad to be home.
It's been a wonderful day. I mean, like, the weather outside, it was amazing. You know, it's so funny that as soon as a little bit of sunshine shines through, you see so many people out in shorts, and you wonder to yourself, is it summer already? Like, these people are so prepared for summer. It's crazy.
And they better be prepared to go to the doctor, too, because things happen when you act like that. You cannot be taking your clothes off and putting them back on again and taking them off. You're going to get sick.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, we are here with you this evening, and we hope that we're all going to have fun together. And we have a great show lined up for you. You know, on our show, we talk about celebrity gossip, and there's so much to discuss. With just this 1 week that's gone by, so much has happened. So we do celebrity gossip. We also do our naughty star signs, which are really interesting. We put our own twist on that. And we also have a hot topic for the day, which we hope that, hey, you'll have fun with it and roll with the punches. But first, you know, let's talk about the celebrity gossip. So Whitney Houston's autopsy has finally they finally came to the conclusion that, you know, they say that cocaine was found in her system. So what did you think of that?
I think those demons are really, really hard for a person to fight. And they say because of the cocaine possibly had given her a heart attack.
Yeah. That was like really, it's still so sad to me, you know. They said that she was found with her face down. And, you know, they went into such graphic details on the autopsy report. They said that her teeth, apparently her top set of teeth, they were all dentures. Implants. They were implants. Sorry, implants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And her bottom, she did have a few of her own teeth. They also went on to say that, you know, she had wavy hair, black hair. Her hair was black, wavy black hair with a brown. They say that, you know, she was wearing a brown wig, brown weave. I don't know if they said wig or weave. I'm not sure on that. But, you know, this autopsy, like, everything comes out, huh? From, I guess, your nails to your eyes to your teeth.
They definitely can't hide.
And Sissy Houston actually gave her first interview. Did you watch that? Because I missed it.
I caught the ending of it, you know.
Yeah.
But, I was busy moving around, so I didn't get the particulars.
I so wanted to watch that, but I was just like so exhausted on Monday. It totally flew over my head. Mm-hmm. But apparently, you know, she said that all this talk about Whitney being broke, it's nonsense. It's not mm-hmm. true at all. So mm-hmm. I don't know what they're saying. She's like, people who haven't been in her life for over 20 years are saying things. So I don't know.
Well, you know how gossip is. People will start saying things, and then they will add on and subtract, and before you know it, it's all discombobulated. I don't know. I wish people would just mind their business and stay in their place and speak what they know.
Now, you know people are not going to be doing that.
I know, because they don't have a life.
Do I mind my own business?
No.
I don't even mind my own business. Do you mind your own business?
I try to, but people make it hard.
You're right.
They call me and put me in the business.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. Look at you. You're right. So, you know, they also say that her daughter has got a reoccurring role on, for better or worse, one of Tyler Perry's sitcoms.
Mm, go
Isn't
ahead,
that good
girl.
News?
Yeah. Going to keep her busy.
Her.
That's good. That's very good.
That is really, really, really good for her. I'm very happy about that. And what else is going on in Celebrityville here? You know, people are up in arms about this Mary J. Blige commercial, which has hit the air. Apparently, it's even taken off the air.
Why?
I don't know. I watched it. They saying like it's a whole racist
what are they talking
thing
about?
With
racism
the chicken.
About chicken?
Yeah. You know what they
all
say.
Black
They're trying
people
to say
love
black
chicken. All black people love chicken. What are they doing now?
Well, you know how it goes. Always something, never a dull moment.
I'll tell you.
Never, ever a dull moment in Celebrityville. What else is going on here? Rihanna says, you know, she understands why people are upset about the collaboration she did with Chris Brown, but you know what? She's going to do what she needs to do. Chris Brown is he's a great artist, and you know, she said that this is work, it's business, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess she's going to be doing her own thing too. Also, this coming, I think it's this week, The Have and the Have Nots. It's a play
mm-hmm.
that Tyler Perry is doing.
Oh,
it's
going to
be this week at, I think it's the 3rd or the 8th. I'm not sure the 8th. The 5th to the 8th of April.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Beacon Theater on 74th Street and Broadway in Manhattan. One of the stars is Palmer Williams Jr. He plays Floyd
mm-hmm.
on The House of Pain. I love it. He is so fun. Have you ever caught House of Pain?
Yeah.
The show?
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's really, really such a fun show. I love it. It's so lighthearted, and it's just wonderful. So I hope to be making that. I really want to make this.
They make
play,
the play
have
so
have
expensive.
Not. Yeah,
they make
but
it's so expensive. You be in nosebleed seats. Everybody down there would look like ants.
Well, you know, I guess everyone has to make something, huh? So people should call the box office at the Beacon for tickets, or go online. And that's some of the sure ways that you could catch some tickets. What else is going on in Celebrityville? Toni Braxton. So Toni Braxton is on this reality show, The Braxtons, with her family, with her sisters. And last week was the end of the show. So apparently, you know, all the sisters came up, and everyone has their own drama going, from Trina, the one who has this cheating husband, to the one who has a husband, but they haven't been intimate for 2 years.
Wow.
And then they try to question the mom on her relationship with the doc who she called off her marriage to. And it was so funny. It's so funny. But, you know, like they asked Toni Braxton, why was she so, you know, she wasn't seen much on the show this season. And mm-hmm. she said, you know, doing a reality show, the cameras really have to come into your home and really have to take over and be part of, like, your everyday life. And mm-hmm. She says, you know, it's just exposing too much of her life. So she's trying to actually do less and less of the reality show.
Oh.
So that would be, I don't know how the Braxtons will work. You know, they're all always standing together, the girls. And
yes.
But
that
know.
Little one, the youngest one, she'll keep them going for a while. I do believe so, because she is. Ooh.
Well, she's actually having her own reality show, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Also in celebrity news, Jay-Z and Beyonce have celebrated their fourth wedding anniversary. I cannot believe it. Like, it was just the other day that those two got married, and it's been 4 years already?
Yeah, it's been 4 years and a baby. How about that?
Wow. 4 years. And they say that Jay-Z was seen shopping some jewelry. So, good for him.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah, he was seen shopping jewelry at Jacob the Jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, good for her. Well, good mm-hmm. for them. Congratulations to both of them. You know, four years of marriage is not something easy, especially if you're a celebrity, you know, coming up against all the circumstances, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
What I'm talking about. But good for them. They made it. That's wonderful. You know, it's always good to see people happily getting on. You
right.
know? You don't see
young,
much of them
nowadays.
Young,
making it last. They're young and they're making it last and making it work.
Yeah, that's true. What else is going on in Celebrityville? I think that's about it. Sarah Palin was hosting the Today Show with Star Jones, and I think her and Star Jones got into something. Apparently, they were discussing Jessica Simpson's baby weight gain. Mm-hmm. So they say, you know, she has a small frame body.
Mm-hmm.
So she's supposed to gain, I think they said, between 25 to 40 pounds or something like that. But apparently Jessica has gained over 40 pounds.
Mm.
So, you know, people are going on about she's put on too much weight and it's a risk of diabetes. And they had the doctors come in and discuss what a danger she's putting her baby through. Like, what do you think of this?
So do they think that it's only one kid or triplets or quadruplets or what?
Well, they say it's one kid, but my point is, like, the public now has to decide on how much weight a person needs to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your views on that?
I don't know. I have not had a baby in so long, but I think that you should not put on too much weight because it's going to take time and a lot of effort to get it all off. Baby fat is sometimes, for some people it can be easy, then other people it can be mm-hmm. really, really hard.
Well, I guess it depends on you, the lifestyle you love. You know, if you have it like that, you can have a nutritionist, a chef, whatever.
Ooh,
you know,
we'll ask them to move in. That's it.
They'll be moving in for you?
Yes, they will have to.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right, so that was a little bit of celebrity gossip. Did we leave out anything? Is there anything else that we didn't talk about on Foul Celebrity Gossip?
No, just my Dancing
I
with
think...
the Stars.
Oh, okay. Let's hear your Dancing with the Stars. Oh, I think I lost you. I definitely lost you. I don't have no sound from you. Something seems to have happened to your volume. I don't know. Maybe you can call back. All right. So that was a little bit of, well, we don't know what Jackie had to say about her celebrity dancing with the stars, but I caught it the other day, and it was quite interesting. I'm not a huge fan of it, but, hey, I watch it because, you know, everyone else is all talking about this Dancing with the Stars. Oh, what's his name? Jaleel? The guy who did Urkel? So apparently he has, let's see if Jackie's joined us. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there you're back. So tell us what you were saying about Dancing with the Stars.
No, I was only expressing that Jackie's left and that everybody is doing so wonderfully. It's just, I would not want to be the judge because it's so hard. Because I like, that's my dance that they do. It's part of the hustle or whatever we call it in our land. But and I watch every little detail of their step. I know when they make the, when they do their little oopsie, I'll be watching and I'll be, uh-oh, girl, you messed up. Do it again. But everybody can dance so nice. Even Gladys Knight. She's doing fairly
well.
Yeah,
she's still on, right?
Yeah, she's still on. She made it through.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I guess we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. This is music coming to you by Ledisi, and the song is called Pieces of Me. All right, Joel, that was music by Letticy, and the song was called Pieces of Me. I love that song. I love Letticy. I think she's got a beautiful voice. All right, so right now we're going to be discussing the stars. You know, we're going to give you our naughty little version of what the stars are saying about you. Let's see what the stars are saying. This is the month of Aries. So, Aries, let's see what they say about you. It says here, if you're born between the months of March 21st to April 19th, you are an Aries. And it says, as fire can be a fleeting thing, so can be the friendship of a ram. If you want to call an Aries up for a night on the town, you'll have an exciting companion for the evening. But don't try to make plans for next week. This sign needs variety in their friendships. If one group of people can't keep up with their constantly changing interests, they'll move on to new friends. Not that they ever lack for companionship. The ram is well-liked for their edge. So making new friends is never a big problem. Friends are nice, but not exactly necessary for the independent Aries, who doesn't need a big group to have fun. When they are in one, though, their competitive nature is liable to get the better of them. Don't try to borrow even a cup of sugar from this one. Ruled by the first house of self, selfishness can sometimes take the upper hand when it's a choice between people and possessions. On the other hand, the ram can be very warm towards their friends. As long as Aries feels that they are the number one friend in your life, you can count on having an exciting, brief whirlwind of fun. Do you know anyone who's Aries?
Yes, I have a daughter that's Aries.
My mom is Aries. Her birthday is on Saturday. And
wow.
I'm just thinking of, like, as I'm reading this, I'm like, are these any of my mother's characters, like, characteristics? Oh, I don't think so. My mom is definitely not selfish. Your daughter, does anything on here remind you of her?
Well, she can be selfish, but that's only when she has very little. When she has an abundance, she's very kind and giving. But when she has a little, you can't get it. She's not sharing it. Because her little has to last her until the next time she has an abundance.
Oh, okay. Wow. And as for changing friends constantly, I don't know. That just doesn't sound like my mom. But, like, you know, this is the naughty but nice. So, hey, maybe it's the other half. The other half of Aries.
Well, you know, sometimes moms show you things, and sometimes they keep a lot of things.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm just thinking now. As you said that, I'm thinking, I don't know what she was like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What was she doing? Was she selfish? How did she, you know, control herself, compose herself?
Your dad
I'm going to have
know.
To ask her that. Yeah, he'd probably tell me a thing or two. All right, and then I'm going to give you what they say. Now, this is what they say about Aries. Aries is known as the liar. Ooh. Now they have me thinking of my mom as a liar. Oh, God. So they say here, Aries are outgoing, they're lovable, spontaneous, not one to mess with. They're erotic, they're fun, and they can take you on trips to the moon in bed.
Mm.
They're excellent kisses, they love being in long relationships. They addictive and loud.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, you definitely sound like you know an Aries.
Ooh, my daughter. Ooh. too much. She's a bunch of fun and loud as I don't know what.
So, you know, the thing is, like, if you want to know whatever star sign you are, let us know. We have all the stars from January to December, and when it is the next month and whatever star sign it is for that month, we'll be reading those stars. So basically for until the 21st of April, we will be covering the Aries star sign because it is the month for Aries. They say here, the perfect partner for Aries. Now, if you want to know who your perfect partner is, you can also hit us up and let us know what your star sign is and who you are best suited with. So if you're an Aries, for example, the perfect partner for you would be a Leo or a Sagittarius. The nearly perfect partner for you would be a Gemini or an Aquarius. Like-minded souls would be another Aries. And opposites that you're attracted to is a Virgo or a Scorpio. Learn from your differences is a Pisces or a Taurus. Not your destiny is a Cancer or a Capricorn. Astrological hell, that is a Libra. And then let's see, if you're a Gemini, let me tell you your perfect partner. If you're a Gemini, your perfect partner would be a Libra or an Aquarius. Your nearly perfect partner would be a Aries or a Leo. Like-minded souls for Gemini is a Gemini. Opposites that you're attracted to is a Scorpio or a Capricorn. Learn from your differences is Taurus or Cancer. Not your destiny is Virgo or Pisces. Astrological hell is a Sagittarius. Miss Spice, is there any star sign that you would like to hear?
Yeah, how about Scorpio?
Let's see. Scorpio. Scorpio, the perfect partner for a Scorpio is a Cancer or Pisces. The nearly perfect partner is a Virgo or a Capricorn. Like-minded souls is a Scorpio. Opposites you're attracted to is an Aries or a Gemini. Learn from your differences is a Libra or Sagittarius. Not your destiny, Miss Scorpio, would be a Leo or an Aquarius. Astrological hell, stay away from this person, is a Taurus.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did that help in any way?
Thank you very much. I shall listen. If I meet a Taurus, I'll be heading stage left.
You'll be heading stage left?
Yes.
Oh, shame.
You would think I'm on fire. I'm going to get away.
Not even giving the person a chance. So when you meet someone, you'll be like, what's your star sign? And if they tell you Taurus, you'll be like, oh, I'm out of here.
Oh, it's been real. Thank you. And be gone.
That would be it?
That would be it.
Oh, shame. What a shame. That is very, very, very sad.
I know.
All right, Joe. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to be discussing today something very interesting, Secrets of Woman. We'll also be throwing in some Secrets of Men in there. But we're going to be talking about 10 secrets that women want you to know. We're also going to be talking about ways to make yourself attractive to women. And 7 surefire ways to repulse a woman. Do you think they're ready for this?
I think they're ready. I think so.
Are you ready for this?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're so funny. All right, Joel, let's take this break, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned. This is music by Tank, and the song is called I Can't Make You Love Me.
Yeah. No. Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. No lies, just hold me close, don't patronize, don't patronize.
Back right here on Blake Radio, and we hope that you're enjoying yourself and listening to some great music, as well as catching up with a thing or two. And don't forget, we will be joining us. I'm Sugar, and looks like we have lost Jackie again. But anyway, we're going to continue with... You, don't forget, next week you can catch us at 4. Jackie, are you there? Looks like we lost you. Maybe you could call back in. We're going to be continuing next week from 4 p.m. That's going to be our new time slot. 4 p.m. next week, Wednesday. And we hope that you will be joining us for, hey, lots of fun as well. All right, let's see. We are going to go on with our topic for this evening. Jackie, you there?
Yes.
Okay, we seem to be...
Can you hear me?
I don't know. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can. We can hear you loud and clear. I was just telling them that 4 p.m. next week is our time that we will be coming through, and we hope that, you know, you'll be here listening to all the fun as well. And don't forget, you can catch this show every Wednesday right here on Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And you'll be listening to Sugar
and Spice.
All right. Looks like we got it. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, so let's see. secrets that people need to know, that guys need to know. So the first thing here is all women like surprises. Women believe they should be surprised at least once a month. What's your take on that, Miss Spice?
I think it would be very, very nice because, you know, women, we take on a lot. We take on, we're the caretakers, and we make sure everybody is all right. Sometimes we ignore ourselves. So if you're taking care of someone, I do believe that we all need to show people appreciation once in a blue moon.
It doesn't even have to be once a month. Hey, it can be a little bit better than once a month, I think. Goodness gracious.
Well, it depends.
And, you know,
it depends on their finances. It depends on their situation.
No, this is what I wanted to say. It doesn't have to be something which is expensive. Surprises,
right.
It can be the littlest thing. You
that's
know,
right.
Something that's
a nice
made.
Little card, you
yes.
know, that says special things, that's not telling a lie. Make sure you mean what you say and say what you mean. That's good.
Another thing is here that all women have fantasies, and a man should take the time out to find a woman's fantasy. What's your take on that?
I think that they should take time out, but I don't think they should second guess the fantasy. I think that if a woman has a fantasy and she thinks it's so important to him, she just ought to go ahead on and tell him
mm-hmm.
what her fantasy is.
And what about women taking the time to find out on a man's fantasy?
Everything goes two ways. You know, you can't, you put in what you get out. You know what I'm saying? You have to put that extra effort. You know, if somebody is being attentive to you, you also should be attentive to them.
So does that mean you have to, you know, actually participate in the fantasy? What if the fantasy is, like, totally over the top and it's
well,
not... You're not down for that kind of stuff. You
no,
know
if it's over the top, it's definitely it's going to stay over the top. I can't handle it, and if you think that me not being able to handle your over-the-top situation, then you know what to do.
It also goes on to say, woman wants a man to be sensitive, yet fight for them if they need to.
Yeah, that's true. Why not? Why not?
All right. Women want a man to be gentle and rough at the same time.
Rough, that
gentle.
Depends.
No, like not rough, physically rough, like Rihanna kind of rough. No, not Chris Brown rough.
Okay.
No, we're not talking about beat him up rough. You know, sometimes you can play, like play, you know, little games and turn you over and... You know, what do you think?
No, I don't like roughness.
No,
I don't like
not
roughness
rough
at all.
Where you are harming
I know, you
somebody.
Just, I know, I understand all of that, but I just don't do
mm-hmm.
those things.
No.
I don't rough house, and I don't want to be tickled to death, and I just, you know, no. Mm-mm.
Wow. All right. You don't want to be tickled to death.
No.
Well, are you scared something's going to fall out?
No. Absolutely not. I just don't like it. I'd rather just be an emotional and all intense and hug and, you know, romantic things rather than playing around and hitting and, oh, no, I just don't like it, no.
You know, we also encourage our listeners to call in, or you can hit us up in the chat room and let us know what your views are on the topics that we discuss. You can also give us your input. You know, we'd like to all participate in this conversation all together. Let's see what everyone is feeling. Maybe you'll have a guy call in and tell us, like, hey, listen, I want to be rough. Rough but gentle, like we were saying, you know. Jackie's going to be like, no, I don't want you to be rough.
No, I don't.
Nah.
No, thank you very much.
No being rough for you.
Not at all.
What about women want to be told, excuse me, that they're beautiful, and then after some time being told that they're sexy? Don't you think it's important to tell? No, you as a woman. Okay, us as a woman. I know for me, when my significant other has to tell me, you know, you're beautiful, or hey, pretty lady, or, you know, something like that, it makes you feel good, right?
It does. It really does. It's something that sometimes guys just forget after being, they figure like this. Oh, well, I got her now, so I don't have to do all of those things that I used to do in order to get her where, you know, we in like Flint now. No, boyfriend. The same things that you did to get this woman are the same things that you should continue to do throughout the entirety of the relationship. Don't fall off, because if you fall off, that means I'm going to get compliments from elsewhere. And my ear is going to listen to that, because that's the things that I need to hear. Not saying that I'm going to make a move towards the guy that gives me a compliment, but it's always a wonderful thing to put a smile on a person's face.
Okay. Another thing is here that, you know, sometimes it's funny, because sometimes when, just say, a woman has to alter her appearance, like change her hair color, cut her hair, people always think it's for a man, and sometimes it can be done just
not
for you.
Even. Exactly.
Just for you, to make you feel good.
Exactly.
So, you know, the thing is, we want to tell guys that sometimes when we're doing these changes, sometimes it could just be for us.
Exactly.
Like you're having a brown day where you want brown hair, or you're having a blue day where you want blue hair, you know?
Yeah.
It sometimes can be done just for you. It doesn't always mean that, especially if you're in a relationship and you're doing something different, you know, like guys would be like, oh, you know, where you come from? What are you doing? Or, you know, you
right.
Start getting like strange looks or something,
well,
and then, you know.
Well, you know, the thing to do is that you should always, I think women should always work on their appearance, whether they're in or out of a relationship. Continue to do that until you're bitter end, because it's just a lovely, like when I go and get my hair washed and set, oh, that makes me feel so wonderful. I like being pampered, you know what I'm saying, and I like looking my best, not necessarily for the guys, but for myself. You know, I don't overexert myself to impress anyone. As long as I'm impressed, I'm good with that.
What do you think? Let me ask you this. You know, another thing is, you know, they always say that people shouldn't watch the, you know, women watch these soapies and you see all these happily ever afters. Do you think that somewhere in us women that we all want a fairy tale?
No, I don't think so. That's not reality.
No?
You know, no, reality is interesting. You know, we have our ups, we have our downs, we have our ins and our outs. And that's just the way it is. That's like when you say you want to be something from a soap opera, that's like a fantasy right there. That's, I don't think so. I think we would be bored to death.
No, I'm not saying like living the young and the restless kind of life or all my children kind of life, but you know, sometimes you see, you look at like a relationship on there and you say, oh my God, it would be so nice if so and so would just make a little bit of an effort like that.
Yeah, but you know, if you want something almost close to that, I do believe you're going to have to put effort in it to make it happen. But it's going to take two. He has to be on the same page as
so,
you.
So basically I'm going to have to tell him to watch The Young and the Restless too so he can understand what I'm talking about.
No. You can explain it to him like he's three and maybe one day he'll get it.
Oh, God. Like he's three. What are we saying about men here? Come on.
No, not all
men. You know, we
men.
Have intelligent
Some, no,
men.
No. Some men don't exactly know how some women want to be treated. Like, you know, sometimes guys will mess with girls that are a little younger than they are, and young girls are not trying to teach this man how to treat a woman because she's into whatever she's into. Now, that's why sometimes when you meet people, and men have to do the same thing with us, so everything we say goes two ways. Sometimes when you meet people, you have to give them a heads up so they'll know. I'm not saying that, you know, hey, I'm not saying men are, you know, they need to be, but sometimes you got to give them some schooling, so to speak.
All right, guys, and this now, we're going to be talking about ways to make yourself attractive to a woman. What woman like in a man? Now, let me just tell you some of the things which I like. I like confidence. I like a confident man. But not, I mean, at the same time, be confident, but, you know, you need to have an ego as big as or as high as the Empire State Building, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, what about having a sense of humor?
Oh, yes. By all means, necessary. If you don't have a sense of humor with me, as silly as I am, stage left.
Oh, stage left. Okay, not stage right.
Not stage right, stage left, like leave the building.
But what about good manners? How important is it for men to have manners? Like, you know, little things that count. Open the door for the woman. How, I mean, do you see such stuff now in this day and age?
Heck to the no.
Huh?
They used to do that back in 1802 when we wore pointy toe shoes.
You mean guys don't open the door for women nowadays?
Some, it's like a needle in a haystack. Some guys still do it, you know, from the old school. But when I see my granddaughter with her friends, I'm like, are we in trouble or what? No, they
really
just don't do those. They just don't do those kinds of things no more. You reminded me of a situation that happened to me a long time ago. Like, you know, I was dropped off by a friend and we went out to dinner. And I was waiting for him to, like, get out of the car and open the door so that I could get out.
How long did you wait?
Forever and 10 extra days. However, when I saw that he wasn't going to do that, I finally just opened the door and got out. And then I went on the other side of him. And I said, you know, a real gentleman would have gotten out of the car and opened up the door. And he said, oh, well, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I said, okay.
What about taking the time to find out what a woman actually wants? Or even the other way around, you know, taking the time out to find what a man actually wants.
Yeah.
You know, because like we said, these things go both ways.
Yes,
so,
they do.
You know, I know for me personally, if someone had to take the time out to find out, you know, what do you like, what's your favorite kind of stuff? You know, it's also kind of getting to know you. It's a way that someone
gets to
know.
Right, that's a part of interacting,
Yeah.
That should be like one of the top subjects.
We got a question here that says, do you think parents should teach their sons how to be courteous? I definitely do.
Yeah, manners goes a long ways until from the beginning all the way to your end. It goes a long way.
So who do you think plays the important role in this this situation? Is, should it be the dad, the uncle,
dad teaching son? Well, it goes,
you know,
the parents should teach, but dad should focus, because boys that are growing up to be young men to men, they don't tend to really listen to the woman that much. That's why we need a bunch of males out there to help take care of these kids that's on the street today, because most of them are single parents. But a man should teach a young boy mannerism, because they need it. And a lot of our young boys today are a lost cause because they didn't have anyone there to teach them, and they didn't listen to mom.
Yeah, that's very, very true. What about I know me personally? Listen to this. So we're looking at ways that a man is attractive to us. What about a kiss?
Uh-huh.
A soft, gentle kiss.
After how many dates?
Listen. Could we just go on to the... Okay, just say after how many days. Well, I don't... just a little kiss. Not, we're not talking about taking over your whole tonsils or anything. Just a nice little kiss, like just a brush kind of kiss.
Okay.
Oh, well, even so, you're not doing that the first or the second time. Oh, no.
Okay, but you have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
With those kinds of things, you have to be very careful. So that little kiss can turn into a whole bunch of things.
Listen, I have someone here that's saying, men oftentimes complain that women seem more interested in what they have instead of them. Do you think women only like men who own a car or have a good job?
All of the
and
above.
End
that's,
up
the younger,
ignoring
that's
the nice guy.
Right. That's the younger women's mentality. That's not a middle-aged to an older woman's mentality, because we already learned our lesson coming up. No, it shouldn't be that way. But a lot of young girls is focused on, you got a car, you know, and all of this is ridiculous, but
that's not only young women, because I remember I was watching the Braxtons. You know, I'm a huge reality star show watcher, but I remember Toni Braxton had said something like that. Also, would you marry for love or for security? And she's like, security. You know, I would marry for stuff. So I guess, yeah. So I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think I will be getting married for stuff, because you have to like the person that you marry to in order to live with them any amount of time. Like, when the stuff run out or if the money runs out, then what?
I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen after that. So what did we say about that kiss?
I think I could do it, as long as it's not, you know, long and drawn out. I think I can handle that soft little peck.
Yeah.
You know, just to say thank you so much, you know, one of those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
All
right, so we're going to be wrapping up in a few. So we're just going to go through this very, very, very quickly. And these are some things that repulse a woman. Tell her what you don't want her to wear. I know that could make some people really, really angry.
Oh, that would make me very upset. I am in control of me, and I will wear what
really?
I want to wear, because I am so grown.
Oh, excuse me.
I am so grown, I couldn't wait to get this old so I could do what I want to do.
Oh, man. All right, another thing here is look at another woman while you're talking to her.
Disrespectful slap. Not literally,
okay.
But, you know. It would make me angry, yes.
Wow. Show that you have no direction in your life.
Mm.
I remember I used to... Okay, let me just give you a little bit of the 411. So I used to date this guy who used to change jobs so often. I said, oh, I'm sorry. And I, like you say, stage left. It was gone. It was over. That was it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. What about guys who are too boastful and always bragging on their stuff?
I can't stand it.
And then other things that are also a turnoff is guys that drink too much.
I can't stand it.
Okay. What about... Oh, Jackie, where are you? Okay, you get back to us. We're going to continue going on here. Another thing here is a man who insults a woman's style. I don't like that at all. He insults her family and friends. That is definitely not on at all. Hi, you there? Okay, we still not hearing you. No. I don't know what's your deal. We're going to need you to get back here. All right, let's see. And stupid pickup lines like, do you want to have sex? Can I smell your roses? Baby, that's the sweetest butt I've ever seen. Hey, you, come here. Oh, my God, I remember I had someone call me like that. Hey, you, come here. And I was just like, ugh. Yeah, it was bad. All right, so Jackie, let's be rounding up here. We hope that, you know, you enjoyed it. And don't forget, you are listening. This is Blake Radio Network, and this you're listening to us on Rainbow Soul. I'm Sugar.
And I'm Spice.
And don't forget, you can catch us here next week from 4 p.m. We hope that you had fun. You know, like I say, you know, we like to do things with a spoonful of sugar. We help the medicine go down. What do you say on that? You know, we like to have fun, basically.
Yeah.
And we hope to bring you great shows. We do celebrity gossip as well as the stars for... the stars for you. And don't forget, this is the month of Aries. So Aries, we will be talking about you for the whole of until April 21st. Mm-hmm. And to everybody out there, we'd want to wish you a happy Easter, happy, is it Pesach? Pesach to our Jewish listeners and to everyone out there who's celebrating something. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week, 4 p.m. Right, Miss Jackie?
Yes, and everybody, stay blessed today and every day. Until next Wednesday.
All right, so that's it from us, and we hope that you had a great time as we enjoyed our time with you as well. So from us, we'll be here next week, 4 p.m.
Sugar and Spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No, girl. I want to tell the world. I found me a girl. Sweet as a sweet. That's how I feel. Never had a feeling so